The world's only flying eye hospital was recently upgraded in a newly outfitted MD-10 aircraft to take medical workers to countries around the world for screenings and operations. Outside the flying hospital, conditions can be basic.
You know, you can be in Zambia and the power goes out in the middle of the surgery. You can be there and needing to scrub your hands before the surgery, and you have to use a bucket of water because the water's gone out.
Partnering with local clinics and hospitals, Orbis works in Cameroon, Ethiopia, Ghana, and Latin America.
You've then got Asia, where we work in China, we work in Vietnam. We have projects running in India, in Bangladesh. We work in Indonesia. So we take the plane wherever our gap analysis, wherever the needs analysis says we can be of help.
More than 285 million people around the world are visually impaired, most in low-income countries. 80% of visual impairment problems can be prevented or cured. Among those helping out are volunteer pilots. Captain Gary Dyson flies cargo planes for FedEx, but takes time off to fly for Orbis.
When you see a child who can't see on Monday and they can see on Wednesday, you're hooked. You want to see it again and again.
After an operation, the improvement can be dramatic, says a volunteer surgeon.
And when we remove the patch the next day, frequently the patient breaks into a big smile.
Orbis provides advanced medical training for local doctors and nurses in an onboard classroom that is linked electronically to the plane's operating room.
We teach others to save and restore vision, and we teach healthcare systems to make it a priority so the prevalence of blindness in their country will come down.
The newest version of the flying hospital and a plane donated by FedEx will make preliminary flights to several U.S. cities, then head to Shenyang, China in September. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.